Hello and welcome to 10 out of 10 Mood Watch Game with Lauren and Ross.
Hello.
And this week we are doing a viewer request. We get requests from viewers now, Ross. We are doing Wolf of Wall Street. So do you want to hit us with your usual pattern, Ross?
Aye, so it released in 2013.
It was really that long ago?
Aye, directed by Martin Scorsese.
Never heard of him.
Aye. I mean, don't really need to say much about him. If you don't know anything about him, then go watch a film.
Go watch any film ever.
Leonardo DiCaprio, not to be confused with Da Vinci.
The painter of the turtle.
The painter decorator from the guy. Margot Robbie, Jonah Hill, and a wee special shout out to Matthew McConaughey.
Hey!
A budget of $100 million, and as of Wikipedia, it's a box office of $400
million.
Hey! Aye.
So, our wee independent director, Scorsese's got a right hit in his hands, eh?
Aye, he's done alright for
himself. He's done alright for himself.
Aye.
So, general overview of this movie is just the rise and fall of some arsehole Wall Street broker and the antics that him and his pal gets up to.
Pretty much, eh?
It's pretty much it. So, why do you love this film?
I don't.
Okay.
Hate it.
Good to know.
Scorsese will never have a career in it.
No. Yeah, I've not heard such good things about him.
Aye.
I just think this movie, in all seriousness, Ross, we need to stop laughing when he actually do this properly. Like, this movie is just Scorsese doing what Scorsese does, like telling stories about drug addicted arseholes, makes you sympathise slash like them, and then just makes it really grim at the end where you're like, oh, it's me, I'm the problem.
Always shows you the downfall of them.
Always, even if it's like super glamorised the way through, they never have a happy ending in a Scorsese movie.
I can't think, I mean, he's probably done it with some of them, but I can't think anywhere it's all ended well for them anyway.
I mean, apart from like Hugo, like the kids movie.
Aye, but you know, it's more of his like his adult gangster dodgy cunt movies. Nah.
But like Scorsese does it beautifully where he marries like the most ridiculous like decadence, extravagance with all these like really dirty, sleazy bits. Like you know all these people are arseholes like the whole way through the movie, but you just love it. Like they just make you laugh, do you know what I mean?
That's what makes this movie people like him, because it's funny.
It's
like,
so
it's such
funny.
A funny movie. Like when you told me we were going to do this one, I wasn't sure. Like, a 3-hour movie can't really be bored sitting for that long, but you forget how funny it is.
And how good
DiCaprio was doing it.
Oh, totally. Well, we'll dive straight into thoughts and opinions. That was literally my first thought and opinion, is that Leo DiCaprio is just absolutely sensational in this movie. Like,
aye.
He hits all the beats he needs to hit. He's so funny. And then he can get, like, really serious. And then some of those drug-taking scenes are just so stupid. But he does it so well. It actually kills me every time that he won his Oscar for the fucking Revenant. When he's been better, / been in better movies, do you know what I mean?
Oh, aye, that was probably his weakest one to win.
Oh, totally. Because he had a pure streak of bangers before Revenant even came out.
Yeah, the thing I find interesting, and he's not really known as a funny actor, but between this, okay, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and even like that Don't Look Up.
That is so funny.
Like, that's the type of comedy I like. See, that's when people are trying too hard to be funny.
Nightmare.
That doesn't work, but I don't know what it is about him. It always makes me laugh when he's doing it.
Yeah. It's even the bit Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that you and me always crack up at that. You can just have two whiskey sours, right?
You're fucking drunk.
And it's even the bit in this when he's arguing with Margot Robbie's character, Naomi, and she's like, who's Venice? And he's like, oh, Venice. Oh.
It's just the overacting, hammering, stinking up the place. Like, he's so good at it.
No, it's so good. And it's so annoying how he makes you like Jordan Belfort in this movie. Like, you're sitting in the movie the whole time in your head being like, this guy's a total arsehole. But, like, Leo wins you over. Do you know what I mean? It's so frustrating. I don't know if like is the right word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you kind of humanise him, even though this guy was the horrible, sleazy bastard.
Totally. I also think this movie hit at, like, prime McConaughey renaissance. Like, he went through a right run there, like, 2013, 2014 of, like, bangers. Like, because do you remember, like, when we were kids, McConaughey was just, like, the rom-com guy.
Aye,
do you know what I mean?
Your shite movies.
Yeah, like, do you remember that movie Sahara?
Oh, fucking shocker.
Awful. Like, and then he, like, came back with a vengeance. He did Mud, Killer Joe, Dallas Buyers Club, this. And then he just, like, tottered off, did, like, some True Detective, and then went back to his ranch. Like,
the thing is, like, 2013, Dallas Buyers Club and Wolf of Wall Street. He's not in Wolf of Wall Street for long enough, but his scene, like, that restaurant scene is just phenomenal.
So good. Do you, like, know that whole bit was improvised?
I wouldn't surprise me with him. He's just... just McConaughey doing McConaughey things. Yeah. That's one thing I've got, is still real skinny.
Mm-hmm. Like, from Dallas Buyers.
He's always been a skinny dude, but you can see it, and I was like, fucking hell, man, he looks ill.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've only seen that Dallas Buyers Club once. Like, I remember saying to you, like, oh, we watch it, and you were like, I would really rather shit in hands and clap than watch that film. So I watched it, and he's like, yeah, this is just coming off the back of it, and it is that, like, yeah, no, totally.
It must be a weird feeling that, like, because I think he was up for Best Actor for Dallas Buyers Club.
Yep,
and then another movie he was in, like, was done for Best... I think Dallas Buyers Club was Best Picture as well.
Yeah.
So, two movies he was in, two of them were for Best Picture. I'm sure he did one.
Did he? I thought so. It was Jared Leto, the one. Wait a minute, I'm going to look up right
now. He'd have been supporting. Don't speak about him anyway, he's a fucking freak.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he did. So... he won the Academy Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role.
Yeah.
Good for him.
It's a good year for him. Absolutely. Very good year for him.
Yeah, no, you were talking about that, like, Chess. I don't know why I just had my chest there.
Maybe I can see him.
So that whole bit was, like, improvised. Basically, that's what McConaughey does to, like, warm up his voice before he goes on. And Scorsese saw it and was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he was like, oh, this is just what I do. And he was like, great. Put it in, and like, that became, like, obviously, he starts it off, and then near the end, like, DiCaprio starts doing it. Yeah.
But it's funny how you see it, how he was meant to be the sleazy guy, and like, oh, I made $1 million.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, like, do coke and this, that, then fucking DiCaprio's gonna just take ramps it up to $1 million.
100%. Like, you're supposed to look at, like, obviously, that bit at the start is, like, Belfort is, like, brand new to the Wall Street scene, and he's obviously, it's like, oh, this is the kind of shit we need to get up to. Then cut to end of the movie when, like, he's out, he's not on Quaaludes, and you're like, oh, great.
He's really, like, taking the ball and run with
it. 100%. I think as well, just going with, like, actor-wise, like, obviously, this was peak McConaughey, like, in the Renaissance, McConaissance. But, like, this was also the kind of rise of Jonah Hill being seen as, like, a serious actor. Like, he did Moneyball, and then he did this, and then he was kind of taken a bit more seriously and did more kind of dramatic roles. Totally left the, like, Seth Rogen, James Franco comedy scene that he came up in behind. But then it's funny now. I mean, I know Jonah Hill now is, he's supposed to be a bit of an arsehole now, but he's not really... had what he was supposed to, so he went back, and what was that, You People, he made? That was awful.
Oh, yeah, aye.
But, like, in this was when he'd, like, lost all the weight, was getting really serious. He does this really good, like, great thing with the character, where he marries, like, the humour, and with just, this guy's just a little weaselly shit, do you know what I mean? It's so, so good.
I mean, he should be able to do that for his comedy background.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, I don't really rate the guy.
But you don't like any of those guys. Like,
they're not, in my opinion, they're not funny.
Yeah, you never liked them, but...
Nah.
Like, even when, like, that scene, like, with Jonah Hill and all that, and Superbad and all that kind of stuff, you were never into any of that.
It's just cringy, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, it's more cringy than anything, and I kind of... It's not my type of thing.
Yeah, I liked some of them, like, that This Is The End will never not crack me up, do you know what I mean? But I know you hated all of them. I think as well, just talking about, like, Jonah Hill, Matthew McConaughey, like, it's mad how many good actors have, like, bit parts in this movie.
Aye.
Like, I know, obviously, Scorsese phones You Come A-Running, do you know what I mean? But you've got John Bernthal, Rob Reiner's the dad, obviously McConaughey, Favreau, Joanna Lumley, Jean Dujardin, was in The Artist. I think that won a couple of years before. Yeah. Like, just goes to show you the absolute power of the Scorsese.
Aye. One of the things I like for this movie, anyways, given all it's all about, like, financial stuff and scam that, they don't try and ram it down your throat.
No.
Is it, they tell you what happens, and every time it brings up, and it's like, oh, you don't want to hear that. All you want to hear is how much I've made.
Yeah.
So it's not really about what they've done. is about the shit they get up to with the proceeds.
Absolutely.
Like, we've watched stuff in it. They'll try and tell you about, oh, we invested in this, this is bad, this, bad, that. Is it? I have no idea what to talk about.
No. What was the one we watched? The one about the housing crash, Big Short?
Aye.
And I know, obviously, that one kind of uses Margot Robbie in that one too to be like, oh, look at me being saucy as I explain banking to you. And you and me were still like, what?
Yeah, still no clue, but I understand for some of these movies you have to put it in.
Yeah, just even to give it like a baseline.
Yeah, just make it simple because everybody watching it's not going to. I mean, Big Short was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I was only seeing, it's basically once you only found out, like, how much did they get? I don't really know how they got it. Don't really care how they got it. Yeah. Just, like, how much did you end up stealing it off of people?
Yeah, we do this every time, though. Anytime we watch a movie about, like, Wall Street or banking or anything, you and me are always like, huh?
I have no idea what's happening.
Wall Street looks just like an absolute anxiety attack on a floor. Like, I absolutely could never. I think I'd quit in about 10 seconds. Like, see all that, like, shouting over the top of you and just actual chaos. Aye. I'm like, no. Like, I hated working in normal call centres, never mind, like, the Wall Street version.
I think you need to be a bit of a psychopath to enjoy that.
Oh, absolutely. See, when they're all, like, screaming over the top of each other and, like, it just looks like a pure Barney. I was like, no, I would need, like, 5 minutes quiet time. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely not. I think as well, what's mad about watching this movie is, like, this was one of Margot Robbie's, like, first huge, like, Hollywood movies. Yeah. Like, that was, like, her first huge role. And it's just mad watching her because I remember when we first watched this movie, do you know what I mean? I didn't really take notice of her. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, I always thought she was really good in it. And she really does go toe-to-toe with DiCaprio. And she's got this lovely charm about her. But I remember when we first watched it, and I was just like, oh, okay. And then it's like kind of watching her career like snowball into everything that she's done. Yeah. Because she could have so easily done the whole I'm blonde and stunning, and that's about it.
I'm just
getting
my chubs out everything.
Yeah. Whereas, like, she's gone on to do, like, biopics, really serious movies. She's producing now, obviously, Barbie. But, like, I don't think... It's funny watching it back now because, obviously, when we watched it the first time, you're not looking at this lassie being like, she's a pure tour de force. Whereas now you're like, oh, my God, it's Margot Robbie.
It, Phil.
Totally, totally. But she does, like, I honestly stand by it. Like, she goes toe-to-toe with DiCaprio and sometimes overtakes, do you know what I mean? In a good way.
No, I get you. It's just like the scene where they're fighting and she pours the water.
So funny. So funny. Stop flexing your muscles, John. You look like a fucking imbecile.
It's funny to see them because they must have had a good laugh.
Oh, 100%.
Like, a lot of the scenes in this, like, how could you film, like, I've got it there, it's like the Quaalude scene.
Uh-huh, oh my God.
Like, how do you film that whole thing?
With a straight face.
I'd like, him trying to get into the car as he's rolling down the stairs, like... How can you do it as an actor? Like, because I assume DiCaprio's a very serious actor.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, he takes his shit serious about it. Right,
I'm going to roll down the stairs.
I need to pretend to be out my nut. Open this with my
feet.
Aye. Is it how can you do that?
Oh, don't start us, Ross, man. We've been trying to record this and not hit the giggles
about 10 times.
keep it. There's so many bits where, see how you're saying, like, obviously at the start, like, DiCaprio just put hams it up, right? Like, see the bit where, like, obviously Margot Robbie's, like, crying about Aunt Emma dying and he's like, oh my God, no! And you know, he doesn't give a fuck about Aunt Emma. His money's away. And then it's like, there's so many bits when he just hits the, oh my God, it's so funny, man. You and me were proper, like, there was points watching this movie where, like, the phone was down, like, no notes were being taken. We were just sitting howling.
It's like, so another thing, of course, is that he's obviously very good at getting money for people.
But John Belfort.
Like, all of them.
The whole,
like,
team.
Like, the way they managed to pull off what they pulled off.
Yeah.
But didn't you hear them talk about other things? They're fucking stupid.
Yes.
Like, see that, the bit where it's the little people?
Oh, my God.
You kind of look them in the eyes.
I know.
And, like, just, oh, we need to make sure there's somebody there to make sure they're okay. But they, even when it's, like, just even them speaking when it's not about, like, stocks and all, is it?
Yeah.
These guys are hopeless.
Yeah.
Like, I know he says it in the scene where he gets all his pals in. Is it all the days deal weed?
Yeah.
Do this, that, is it? God, you just don't have a clue about anything.
No.
Like, you're lucky this man taught you how to do this.
Totally. And see, like, see the bit we were talking about when they've got the little people coming in and stuff? It's the fact that it's, like, a full board meeting. Like, they are full-on, in-depth discussing the etiquette of throwing little people at a dartboard. Do you know what I mean? It's just, like, guys. And it's... That's one thing kind of makes me laugh. See, when there's, like, comedies about Wall Street now, whether you think it's a comedy or not, like... They do the same in American Psycho, where they sit and they have these huge board meetings just to show each other their business cards.
Yeah,
like, do you know what I mean? It's like, this seems to be the theme of Wall Street movies, are just we're all sitting about doing fuck all and making hunters of money.
I think obviously they had to add a bit of humour to it because it'd be a very boring movie.
I think
like just them like selling stock to folk.
Yeah, and I also think it's one of those movies because like for all this movie does kind of glamorize, it really does hit home that Jordan Belfort is a piece of shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, he is not a good guy. And yes, it glamorizes the money and the lifestyle. And you too could get a bird like Margot Robbie if you were a millionaire and stuff. But, like, I feel like if they'd done the whole serious bit of... Because I feel like this movie could have gone that way, where it's just like... This guy is a villain and he's an arsehole and he's this and he's that. Whereas adding that bit of humour into it also kind of catches you off guard. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't realise you're laughing with him until later on and then you're like, ooh.
Aye.
Do you know
but
what I mean?
That's, I've got here as well, all these film bros. They'll be like, oh, this is such a life. Like, he must have such a cool. It's the same with you guys that follow that weirdo Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's got a bit of money. Look at him.
Yep.
And is it? It's not good.
Like, So many people, I remember even at the time, came away from this movie with the complete, like, missed the point, missed the absolute point of the movie. Like, whether you're familiar with Scorsese movies or not, it's always about an anti-hero. It's always about a guy who is going to get his comeuppance, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so many people missed the point, to the point where, like, I do think this movie, see for all, it's got all the quotable lines that you say all the time and stuff. It did kind of fall victim to that, like you're saying, like the kind of the same kind of people that are pure into Andrew Tate, and it's like, yes, Gear and Margot Robbie, like, and it's like, no, that's not what the fucking movie's about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Same vein as like, do you know those pictures you get on Facebook and it's like pictures of like Tommy Shelby from Peaky Blinders and it's like, kindness is not a weakness, and it's like, nope, that's not what they, you know what I mean?
I think a lot of it is desperation. Like, a lot of it is desperate people just trying to make a quick buck. Like at the end, when obviously he's doing the speeches, the seminars for people, you just see their face and they're desperate.
Yeah.
Like, they'll try anything.
Yeah, they just want money.
The only people make money out of that is him.
Yeah.
Is it, how do you become a millionaire? Write a book, how to become a millionaire.
Yeah.
And you see it everywhere. Even Netflix has got with that Think Rich.
Oh, yeah, we
like
watched
that. It's the biggest pile of shite ever.
What was one time? It was like, Think Rich, don't spend money on here, go in here. And it's like, do you know that way as well? Like, a lot of the things about these TV shows is you kind of have to have a baseline amount of money. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't, obviously, you need to have a baseline of money, but what I mean is that, like, it's got to be, like, kind of middle-class money, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
Rather than, like, you have to have the base of middle class to then go up and get richer and all these things.
Yeah.
It's like Wall Street, that Netflix thing, like, all of them, all the wee guys on YouTube that are like, oh, use this and this will get you money quicker and stuff like that.
I get emails and that now through this, and it's like, oh, how to get 1 million listeners. And it's people that have only got 1,000 listeners, like 1,000 views. Is it? Why? What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I think that's the thing, though, is like, obviously, in the times that we live in, I mean, it's always been like that, though. Do you know what I mean?
It's just,
like,
easy.
Yeah.
They think they can
easy
get
money,
easy.
That's all what people want, easy money. And I suppose movies like this is like, oh, yeah, just learn to do this and fuck these people over. Because it's like, at the start, when his first wife, your woman for How I Met Your Mother, mm-hmm. when she's like, why are you doing the penny stocks to poor people? Like, they've got fuck all. So
he didn't take that as, well, I'm fucking him over. He's like, I can get more money.
Yeah.
It's just pure narcissism and greed.
Yeah.
That's the one of the things I take away from this is the greed. He didn't need it.
No.
Even the whole intro, like the start of the movie, is like, well, I made 49 million. Oh, I'm annoyed because I was 3 million short 1 million a week. Is it?
Yeah.
You don't need it.
No.
And that's what ends up, now, that's what gets him cocked. I like that with this, is that it's all funny laughs.
Yep.
Then the second, like, the FBI and that get him on stuff, Like, it's a total different movie.
Yeah, 100%, like, 100%.
He's sad, then he starts finally losing control, and it all culminates with when it's his kid.
Yep.
Like, when he crashes the car with his kid in it. Yep. This is a man who's not in control anymore.
No.
And you just see it in him, like, he's not fucking puffing his chest out, he's not shouting for the rooftops and that. That's what happens in most of these movies. The bad guys very rarely win.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of... I do see this movie compared to Goodfellas in a way, and I never used to get what they mean, but I do, where it's like, knowing Goodfellas, obviously Henry Hill, like, always wanted to be a gangster, gets it, and then do you know the last, like, 20 minutes of Goodfellas, like, when he's out his face and there's all this kind of frantic helicopter stuff, and then they go to their house and he like properly looks at Cameron and is like, well, we're fucked. And it's the same vibe of this, of like, he's always wanted to be rich. Like, he says to his wife at the start, like, what's one thing I've always told you? I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
But like, being a millionaire wasn't enough, to the point where you're...
Never enough.
Nah.
Never enough for these guys.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's like, when you've got all that money, why would you not want more? But it's like, it's that thing as well of like, they're sending everybody to like, all these different like, Swiss bank accounts and all this. And he's even, there's a bit in the movie where he's like, we've got more fucking money than we knew what we had to do with. And even at the end, when he's in jail, he's in a nice jail because he has money. Do you know what I mean? He's been able to buy himself into the jail that's got the tennis courts, that's got the yoga, that's got the best of gear scan.
Yeah, aye.
Do you know what I mean? But the thing with like Goodfellas in this movie is like, the character has that like, fuck, my life's over moment before they kind of not sort it, but like, obviously the bit in Goodfellas where he's driving with the helicopters over him, this with like, punching Margot Robbie and try to steal the kids, and the kid gets kind of fucked up a bit.
I mean,
that's when he's sitting in the car like, oh shit.
I'd say, obviously with Goodfellas, they even say that's it. Oh, it's the drugs that will fuck you up. With this, I mean...
It's both. It's kind of a bit of both.
Everything, the drugs, alcohol, the greed.
Yeah.
And it's when you start trying to cheat it. And is it because he didn't need to make... Like, obviously, you'd love to make that money, but as he says it, when it's the... Fuck, what's the shoe guy? We just watched it 10 minutes ago.
Steve Madden.
Steve Madden. They'll try to cheat him out of his own company, kind of.
Yeah.
They've secretly bought shares and all that. And is it, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, yous are already making money hand over fist. He'd have made a fortune with the penny stocks.
100%.
He'd have made far more than enough.
100%. Aye, with the 50% commissions and that. That's, no, totally. I think that's the thing, is everything's in excess. Everything's too extreme in this movie. Like, obviously at the start, he starts off on Wall Street, dead green behind the gills, dead naive, goes to the penny stocks. And like, then he kind of builds up from there. And then it's like, the second his company gets bigger and bigger, that's when it starts getting like, the strippers come in, they're all shagging, they're all doing drugs in there, they're all doing this. It's such an excessive movie. And then it's even at the end when he's at the seminar, he just comes out and he's just in a shirt and trousers. Like, there's none of these three-piece suits anymore. The hair's not perfectly coiffed. And it's like, there you go. I think it's absolutely wide that the real Jordan Belfort was able to do this. Like, I mean, after committing all the crimes and spending his time in jail, the fact that he was able to come out and be like, here's a book, here's my seminar, and he is still a thing. I don't know, I was just like, okay.
Story's so crazy.
Oh no, it's mad. It's absolutely wild.
The one thing, oh, I keep saying one thing.
Another thing
I like about it is, obviously he can buy his way out of everything.
Yep.
Like, because that then, it's a bit of the yacht where it's the FBI agent. He's just like,
and he tries,
what can
you
do? And he went, there's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he doesn't have an answer then. Like, he can't get away for this. It's almost like, it's kind of inevitable that it's going to happen.
Yep.
Is it, how much do you make? About 60, 70, aye. He went, oh, I can, is it, no, like, I'm not interested in the money.
Yeah, as soon as he meets somebody who doesn't want it, he's like, well, I've got fuck all else to offer you.
But he can't,
I mean?
There's nothing else he can do.
Because he's been able to, like, buy all his pals, like, buy the best of gear, literally. Like, buy all the best of clothes. Like, he's been able to make his friends make all this money. Do you know what I mean? I still am so confused on how they did it. But, like, that's just because I don't understand Wall Street.
It's far beyond, like, far beyond my brain capacity.
No, totally. Anything else?
I've kind of shot my load.
Do you want to jump into favourite scenes?
Do you know what we do? Useless information first?
Useless information. Oh, all right then. Okay, so
I don't know what we do normally, no. I'm confused. I don't know.
Right, I'll jump into useless information. I do have a lot of useless information here, though, so please feel free to chime in at any moment.
I just kind of doing a wee bit.
Just to break it up.
Don't got oils here.
This is going to be a 6-hour podcast. So, Leonardo DiCaprio had read Balfour's book
DiCaprio?
Years before... That's what I said.
Well, Da Vinci.
Shut up, Ross. Don't annoy me. Leonardo DiCaprio had read Balfour's book years before and had been trying to get it made. When him and Scorsese finally teamed up, they decided to finance this movie independently so that they could go fully over the top with the sex scenes and the drug taking and all the excess, because no movie was willing to back it without some severe editing. And they were like, this story doesn't need edited, like, this needs to be told, kind of thing.
I don't think it would work if you had to censor it and edit and that, like, cut bits of it.
Because, yeah, the fact that it is so over the top, like, makes it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what makes it interesting. Like, out with, as I said, if you take the comedy and all the crazy bits, just a guy cheating people out of stocks.
Yeah.
Not that interesting.
No, totally.
They do it every day, doesn't matter.
Martin Scorsese is also the voice of the first client that Jordan sells Aero Time penny stocks to. Fun fact.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I thought you quite liked this one. So, crushed up vitamin B was used as fake cocaine, and the actors snorted that much that over the course of filming, they all got different throat and chest infections.
Nice.
And Jonah Hill was actually hospitalised with bronchitis because he snorted that much vitamin D.
Fucking hell.
I was like, all right, no bother. I suppose. Scorsese said that after every drug binge, the editing is purposely choppy and the continuity errors were on purpose to fully disorientate the audience. Different types of lenses were also used to convey the different states of the characters, and so there would be like flat lenses when Jordan was like clear and speaking to his team.
Yeah.
When he was kind of doing more drugs, it was more of like a kind of fishbowl blur kind of thing going on. And when they were being interrogated by the FBI, long focal lenses were used to film these scenes to reflect the sense of being spied on.
Nice.
Yeah. Margot Robbie said her favourite scene to film was the first seduction scene with Leo DiCaprio when the dog keeps barking and trying to bite him. She said they couldn't stop laughing because Leo had chicken liver in between his toes and the dog was going absolutely mad for it. She said they couldn't stop laughing, like it took so many takes because both of them were just gutting themselves. She said our least favourite scene to film was the one where her and Leo were having sex on the bed covered in cash, because she basically got like hundreds of paper cuts all over her back, legs and arms. Leo DiCaprio said that the paper cuts didn't matter because he got to be naked with Margot Robbie. I was like, good for you, Leo. Like,
I'll throw a five on the bed too, huh?
Why? Same thing.
A crisp fiver.
The word fuck is used 569 times in the movie and had the title of the most swear words used in a movie until SwearNet came out in 2014. Never heard of it.
The trailer park boys.
I have never heard of it. That used it 935 times.
Oh.
This, the Wolf of Wall Street, is the highest use of the word, surpassing Goodfellas, which only uses it 300 times. And I still thought Goodfellas was like, all right, cool.
Oh, it's a bit heavy on it.
Yeah, right. Some of the extras in this movie were real ex-Stratton Oakmont stockbrokers. Like, people who actually knew Jordan Belfort. They all got chucked in the background. And last one, although this movie surpassed Shutter Island, The Departed still remains Scorsese's highest grossing movie domestically.
Oh, it makes sense, this movie.
Cause
that, I've thought that, or... Oh, Jesus, what was the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know, what is the one you're thinking of?
Oh, Demar.
You
know.
Are you thinking of, like, Killers of the Flower Moon?
Nah, I don't. Let's not talk about that.
Okay. No, like, because I thought, I was looking it up, and I was like, God, how much, like, surely this is his most successful one, but nope, still The Departed.
That's strange. I actually thought it would be this.
So did I. I thought it would be this, or I genuinely thought it was going to be like Goodfellas or something, do you know what I mean? Or like Casino, but allegedly not. Allegedly, it's still The Departed. Oh. The Departed's absolutely class.
Oh, it's a phenomenal movie.
When are we doing The Departed? Give us a moment.
Aye.
Do you want to do favourite scenes now? Is that okay?
Let's leave it last, fuck it.
All right, fuck
no,
it.
All right, what is your favourite scene?
No, go.
What's your favourite scene?
All right. So I have a choice of three. So I've
got... No, you have one.
No.
Yes.
Right. Okay, you can help me pick, right? So I've either got his first call where he's selling the penny stocks and teaching them all how to do it, where they all turn around and they're like, what the fuck has this guy done? Or the, I'm not fucking leaving. Like, or the lemon quaalude scene with Jonah Hill. And that's really all I can say about that scene.
It's got to be the quaalude scene.
It's got to be, isn't it? It's got to be. It's so fucking funny.
So ridiculous.
Funny.
Even after all, where it's the...
does
he's
that
choking
one?
On the ham and the Popeye's on his... Fuck, I better rip a line of coke and give this cunt CPR.
Like, oh, it's so stupid. It's so good.
I like, and I know he says this is all true.
It can't be. It can't be.
That surely didn't happen.
No. See, if it did, amazing, sensational, best story you're ever going to tell ever. But nah, surely not, man. Nah. Like, no way.
See, I've got the McConaughey restaurant too. It's just,
oh, it's so good.
It's so bizarre. Yeah. Like, it kind of sets you up for, all right, this isn't going to be a serious. And McConaughey was just. He's just brilliant at that.
Oh, he's
like,
just cooking, man. He's just off. Like, it's just one thing after the other. Like, the absolute martinis, the coke, the chest slam, and the, like, trying to teach him in Wall Street, the unit start jerking off twice a day. Like, it's just one thing after another, and you're just like, no bother.
It kind of makes fucking Leo's character, Jordan, the guy he was. It starts him, then he just... That's it. He ripped the whole right out of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I go for it, yeah, good shout. I know our next category is normally A, but I don't really have a lot of A's. Like, this is a Scorsese movie, like, things are very intentional with what he does. Like, even the continuity errors are intentional because of the fact that they're on a drug binge and it's like, did this happen, did this not? Like, even if things don't make sense, they're not supposed to. Do you know what I mean? So I don't mean to sound like a pure film bro, but like, I did find it really hard to be like, what the fuck is this? Because the only thing that doesn't make sense is just that I don't understand Wall Street.
Yeah, that's one thing I've got, is that when they go about, oh, you get paid the commission, and it's not the movie sort of tells you. Well, that's just how they get the money, but who pays it?
Yeah,
Who gives them the 50%?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only one. Well, it's not the only one. I keep saying that. It's the only one. It's not the only one.
Drink every time Ross says the only
I'm
one.
I'm a fucking moron. But another thing, it's not really an answer. Probably is a more thought and opinion. See the boat scene where he throws the money and he's hanging the money at the
FBI? Oh, yeah.
Who do you think picked that up?
Oh, some wee guy's heavy buzzing.
Wee random guy walking by his £100. Fuck me, guys.
We're going to eat for months. No, totally. Like, I think the only... And this is daft. This is so daft. But see the first, like, opening picture of Leo DiCaprio as a kid? That's quite possibly the worst Photoshop I have ever seen
shocker.
In my life. Like,
mad mega mind.
Yeah, apart from that, Scorsese.
I bet you that'll be a real picture of him.
100%.
And we're sitting slagging him.
It's just been, like, a pure dodgy angle or something. We're like, sorry, Leo. Ugly, he's not giving a fuck.
I'm sure he's happy about
it. That's the only thing is, like, apart, like, the only thing that I'm like, is just the Wall Street financial thing. Like, I've never been able to get it. Like, whenever you and me watch anything like this, like, we didn't watch the Dumb Money movie, but we watched the documentary about it. I was just getting so confused. I was like, but what do you mean this is causing this and what? It's money and I don't know. I mean, I'm not good with money in general, but like, when it's this quantity and this like complicated for me, my brain's just away, man. I need bother if you
it's
want.
It's not even that. It's how everybody knew this was happening. Like, they knew when they had the news paper report.
In
the Wall Street Journal.
Yep.
They said he's selling you bad stock.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but nobody can seem to stop them doing it. It's the same with that. The Dumb Money, the documentary we watched.
Yep.
And is it? They knew they were doing it, yet they done nothing about it. I mean, he got away with it. I think it's, 7 years in this movie?
Go for it.
It goes, he meets her, 18 months, then there's an old 5 years after that.
Yeah,
7 years. There's it. Everybody knew he was doing it, yet how did it take so long for them to...
Clock that
it
was shitty
stop it, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they knew, but I suppose it's the same way a lot of them. Even the gangster moves that he's done, as long as he's making the money, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. And that is kind of the common theme of Scorsese, isn't it? Like,
Useful until you're not.
Yeah, yeah. Like, in every single movie, like, he's always fucking over his pals as well. I know in this one he didn't, like, he's put, well, I mean, he did, but, like,
he did
what?
At the end.
He did at the end, but, I mean, he still put the note down as in, like, don't incriminate yourself, like, to Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, he still fucked over his pals, do you know what I mean? But there's always that moment in a Scorsese movie where it's like, what would you do to keep yourself right and not in jail?
I don't think he has friends. I don't think you can have a job like that and have friends.
No.
As I said, it's, see, once you stop being useful to them, they'll discard you so quickly.
Yeah, as soon as you stop making the money, 100%.
Now, I think the Jonah Hill character was more, he was more open about that. Like, although he doesn't exactly do it in the movie, but like he was more the outwardly of fucking John Belfort's thoughts.
If he wanted
to do something, it was, he was like the character that would do it.
Yeah.
Whether or not if that happened in real life, because I think that guy only got 3 and a bit years in jail as well, so I'm not sure.
But that's the thing though, isn't it? Like with financial crime, like it's not like you're doing hard time for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're still going to jail, but it's not like you're not doing a long, long time. See, even the way, though, see what you're saying about, like, Jonah Hill's character, like, see even the bit where he's talking to John Bernthal in the shopping mall, the car park, before he gets arrested, and he's like, oh, like, he's taunting him, he's taunting John Bernthal with this, like, wad of cash, and it's like, God, none of them, like, they all have that much money, none of them give a fuck, do you know what I mean?
The John Bernthal kid didn't need it either.
No, did he fuck?
But that's the thing, is, he's that out, he's not on drugs. And he thinks he's untouchable. Mm. And is that he would have crumbled the second.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, the wee, was it wee Rugrat they call him?
Yeah.
He shit himself straight away.
Yeah, with that terrible toupee.
As soon as the pressure got to him, it was just done. But this is what happens with these people, is that I've got money, nothing will happen. Well, it does happen, and it did happen.
And that's the thing, though, is, like, especially with Rugrat, like, Rugrat's happy to, like, he's what... He would probably be like a pure keyboard gangster, do you know what I mean? Like, he's never going to say anything, but he's going to... Like, see, even when they put him in charge, when they're on the boat, kind of trying to sort everything with Steve Madden and stuff, and he's just like... So when Jonah Hill and Leonardo DiCaprio, when they're dealing with it, everything's super... Even when it's frantic, it's super calm. They fucking know what they're doing. They're in and out.
They're in control.
Yeah, whereas Rugrat's running about the office being like, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do this? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And, like... Even when he gets caught, he's like the first one that bursts out crying. Like, he's like, I need more, take what you need.
That falls apart.
Yeah. Like, you're happy to make your money, but then as soon as you need to deal with the consequences, it's like, no, not me, per me.
I think as long as they can hide the fact he's doing it to them, like, what he actually doing is wrong and illegal. I mean, see, as long as he's doing it to rich people, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing as well, is like, he stopped stealing from poor people and started stealing from rich people. Like, they're super rich.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not a victimless crime, but no one's, like, harmed. I mean, they're harmed financially.
I don't feel bad that
I mean,
millionaires are losing a bit of money.
Yeah.
Because it's still chump change to them.
I 100%. And the money they've lost, they'll get it back eventually, but it's not, like... Like, to anyone else, this level of money is, like, super life-changing.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Course.
Like, you're changing your life and your family's life, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas to these guys, it's like, oh, well, I lost some on bad stocks, do you know what I mean?
No.
So for discount version of, tell me if I'm right or wrong, did you have anything for it?
No.
Right, okay. So the obvious one of that, like, Jamie Presley from My Name is Earl is discount version of Margot Robbie. Also, you could count Maeve Wiley from Sex Education as a discount version of Margot Robbie. I've also put Kyle Chandler, who plays the FBI agent.
Yeah.
He looks like the dad from the Conjuring movie. See, the first Conjuring movie? He really looks like the... It's an actor called Rob Livingston. I sat and looked it up. And he proper looks like him. Or I thought he looked like... Kyle Chandler looks like a discount version of David Boreanaz. Or I know it's Boreanaz, but my sister calls it David Boreanaz. Angel from Buffy.
Nah.
No.
I don't see it.
Just instant, nah.
I get the other ones, because obviously that's famous for them.
Yeah.
Or they all look alike, but... Yeah. David Boreanaz, isn't him? Nah, no. I'm not getting yet. No,
okay.
Getting yet.
Right, no worries. I tried. I shot my shot.
No, that...
I stood at a 3-point line and I missed.
you scored one of them.
Thanks.
No, that... Nah.
Look him up. I'm telling you, look him up. He looks like if David Boreanaz melted on a pot. Like the melted plastic version of David Boreanaz.
All right, okay. No danger, you.
I thought I was bang on. I thought I was absolutely bang on. Do you have a worst guy whose hairline's receding?
I just had the company.
Yeah. I just had Jordan Belfort. I was it's got to be him.
The company's just fucking evil.
Yeah. I just had, Jordan Belfort because I was just like, the whole way through he's an arsehole the whole way through the movie, glamorized or not, but it really culminates in that huge fight with Margot Robbie at the end, and he slaps her, he punches her in the stomach, he steals the kid, gets in a car crash with the kid, and you see that wee kid's head bounce, man.
Yeah, because he's losing everything.
That's the thing.
He's not used to losing everything.
That's like the final bit of, God, you really are a dickhead.
Yeah.
And I also had the Swiss bank account guy, purely because the actor does my nothing, because I will never forgive him for making me sit through The Artist.
Don't think I've seen it.
Oh, God. I can't remember if I went with my sister or if I went with my pal, but we went to see it. I think that was around about the start of when I got interested in Oscar movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I remember going to see it being this movie's so good. This movie's so good. Came out of it, pure rave reviews. Watched it years later and I was like, with a lot of pish. Why did we watch? And it was just purely because the gimmick was it's a silent movie made in the age where we don't need silent movies anymore.
Yeah, the talkies and that.
Honestly, dickheads, man. I cannot believe I sat through that movie twice. So purely for that, the Swiss Army, not the Swiss Army, the Swiss Army.
Fuck a lot of them. Fucking Toblerone eating bastards.
And we're cancelled before we even get anywhere.
Come at me, Switzerland. Not had a single list of Switzerland. Dare you.
This is when we get loads of listeners from this list and we get bombarded.
I get a lot of hate. Try it.
Sorry, Switzerland. he does not speak for me. So do you have any about?
Nah, at a stretch you could have the boat scene too when it's on the choppy waters.
Like the storm, right? Yeah. You kind of...
You don't really need it.
No, you're right.
But I can understand why they put it in, but it just feels like that goes for that right to the FBI shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, could have done with it.
We could have just bounced straight in. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
You don't really need her dying. No. Jonna Lumley's character. Aunt Emma, whatever it was.
Aunt Emma, yeah.
Like, you don't need her dying. You could have... I'm sure they could have thought of another... Obviously, based on his life, so...
Crack on,
But you could probably do without that. You need them... been rescued by the Italian Navy?
No.
Nah.
No, absolutely not. Apparently, that was true, though. Apparently, that whole bit is true, allegedly.
Oh, no, it wouldn't surprise me.
I know after this movie came out, people really deep-dived into Jordan Belfort's book, and, people were coming out being like, nah, a lot of shit didn't happen. Apparently, that boat and airplane thing did actually happen.
It really wouldn't surprise me.
No, I'm with you. I was the same as you. I didn't really have any, specific... I mean, I know you have just had a specific one, but, I didn't have any, oh, yeah, this bit definitely go, but, there's so many mad mental drug scenes and, tits flying and everybody shagging and stuff. You can go to the toilet at any one of those because you're not going to miss it. There's going to be another one in 5 minutes. Do you know what I mean?
But as I say, the scene doesn't offend me. It's just if I had to pick one, if it was you need to cut 10 minutes out of this, it would be that.
Yeah.
I don't really think it adds anything.
Yeah.
To the, doesn't change the plot of the movie or anything. So, I would, good it's in, but
totally, I'm with you.
One had to go with that.
Yeah, without sounding like an absolute nun, I do think you could have cut one or two of the drug taking hooker stripper tits flying scenes. Do you know what I mean? I know obviously, they are needed when they are needed, but and I get obviously the bachelor party bit and stuff where they're all on the plane, but one of them you could cut, or feel free to go to the toilet during that one wee bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm with you. I get you.
But that being said, really enjoyed rewatching it because we were saying that we were because we have liked this movie and we have watched it loads of times. But I think if it hadn't been of your request, we probably wouldn't have done it on this at all.
No,
or maybe not yet anyway.
No, I just say I was kind of dreading it, being it's 3 hours a long movie. But once I got in, I was like, no, this is actually, fucking forget how good this movie is.
Yeah, totally. Aye. Totally. Yeah, the only kind of 3 hour movies you and me love to sit through is Lord of the Rings.
That's it. The only ones I'm really, I can be comfortable and not.
Or June for me. So into June right now. But You don't like gin, so we can't do an episode on gin.
I get somebody else.
Okay. If anybody wants to gin with me, leave a comment on Instagram.
Right, I think that about wraps us up then.
That absolutely wraps us up. No worries. Well, thank you very much for your viewer request. Leave us any other requests either in our DMs on Instagram or in our comments below. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, hey, hi, hi.
Not fucking leaving. Not fucking leaving.